Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. You know, last week, you can turn your Bibles there and I'll just tell my little story. Last week was really good. How many of you guys had a great time last week with the Lord? You know what? God really seriously touched my heart last week in the message when Mariah was preaching. And he just began to speak to me some things that I'd like to just expound on tonight, which I think is really exciting. I believe that God is taking our ministry, our community. See, we're a family, right? Andrew's talking about us being a family, right? See, we're not just a bunch of people that get together. That's not what real church is all about. See, real community, real church is about being one in the Spirit. It's about being one another, knowing one another, living with one another, dying with one another, right? We have to learn to become a true family. And you know, when I was on my face before the Lord last week, I was out. I'm glad that other people stepped up and took care of whatever needed to happen, but I was just getting with Jesus because it was just so good. The Spirit of God was so amazing. And you know, when Mariah was kind of priming the pump in the word, she was talking about out of Jeremiah 17:10, it says to have him search your heart and examine your mind. And this is just, I was just seriously motivated to encounter God in that way. And she was talking about that God doesn't play hide and seek, but he's all about seek and find. This is profound. This is what I desire in my heart, is to seek after the Lord. And look, he's not hiding from you. He wants to be found. And I think a lot of us found him last week. It was good. If you missed last week, I'm really bummed for you. The good thing is that you're here this week and that God can move in your life and he is ever present. Where I said this, that he is ever present. He's always preparing your heart, or you are preparing your heart for an intimate exchange of closeness with him, allowing yourself to be known completely by him and growing in the knowledge of God. You know, we're all laying out just in God's presence, and I just sat up for a second and I thought, Lord, we're all the same. You know, I know I'm the leader of this ministry, and then there's a senior pastor over me, and then there's Billy Graham, you know, and Jesus Christ and the Apostle Paul. Not that I mean, I'm like saying step up in tears, right? They're way up there. And so I'm laying here and I'm thinking, it doesn't matter what person is here. It doesn't matter if it's the President of the United States. It doesn't matter if it's T.D. Jakes or the most powerful minister that has ever walked this planet. When God's presence comes like that, we're just one. We're just one in the Spirit. Just one. We are all the same. There's no difference. I'm laying here, God's speaking to me just like he's speaking to Andrew. Talks to Andrew in a whole different language. Andrew's kind of a freak for Jesus. He's got his own little spiritual language. You know, he talks to you just like he talks to me. You've been saved for one day. You're not even saved. You haven't even given your heart to Jesus. You're in total sin. You put your face before God. You're one. It's awesome. It's awesome. And he speaks to you. You have as much value in the kingdom as anyone. So let's look here. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 26. You guys got it? I didn't turn there and you guys all did. You are all sons. Say sons. All you women say daughters. Daughters. Of God. Through faith in Jesus Christ. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves. I want you to underline that, clothed. You've clothed yourselves with Christ. Therefore, there is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. Underline that, one in Christ Jesus. You guys ready for the word tonight? Yeah. Say it's going to be good. All right, get ready. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we love you. God, I thank you that you are no respecter of persons. None of us is loved more than the other. Lord Jesus, you are awesome. Your faithfulness endures forever. Your love endures forever. Your mercy endures forever. Lord Jesus, I worship you for that. God, I love you for that. God, I ask that your presence would just come now and just manifest. It would just make its home inside of our hearts right now. God, that you would open up our hearts and till the soil of our hearts and prepare our hearts for your word. God, that today we would learn to be one in the Spirit. God, that you would make us one in your love. You would make us one in your compassion, in your mercy, in your goodness, in your faithfulness. Lord, you are so amazing. And I pray that today your word would be empowered by your Spirit and that we would be different than the way we came in. In Jesus' name. Amen. You know, my family is growing. My beautiful bride is here tonight. You guys can all say hi, Joni. Thank you for marrying me nearly 12 years ago. I do appreciate that. This is a good day for me. You know, my family is a very unique thing. And, you know, I have 5 children. Well, one's in the oven. Right? But I count that one. He's just as good as all the others. Amen. I love him just as much as I love all the other ones. And no matter how many children I have, when I get to 12 or 14 or whatever God gives me, praise God, you know, there will be no difference in my love for all of them. Now, each one of my kids are very unique, and they're all different ages and, you know, genders. Well, there's one different gender. I have one female. The rest are all males. Praise God. That's awesome. I love my girl. That is awesome. But you know what? You know what's so amazing about being a dad? What's so amazing about being a father is that all my kids want to just be with me. They just want to, every single one of them, they just want to come up and they just want to spend time with me. They want to sit in my lap. They want me to read them stories. You know, and the cool thing about being a father is that no matter how different each one of your children are, how unique they are, your love for them is constant. It doesn't change. When you have the Spirit of God's love inside of you, it's the same. And you know, when my son comes up to me and he's kind of like way more like, you know, he's a think machine. I mean, he's drawn like this water balloon war on sketches, and there's like this diagram of the battlefield. And he's a good artist. He's got his mama's blood in him. And so it's like, cool, right? He's 11. And then it blows up into like these detailed like scale, like I mean like schematics of how these machines that launch water balloons are going to work. There's a little person like cranking the sucker, and it's like shooting water balloons. And I'm like, dang, that's kind of a really good idea, you know? He's a genius. I mean, I don't know, dude. He's smart. I couldn't think of half the stuff he thinks of. You know, I mean, some of it's not realistic, but in cartoon land, it would work. Cool, you know? And, you know, I sit and I have these like, Dad. He asks me, he goes, Dad, what is your favorite bird? I'm like, if you were a bird, what bird would you really, really want to be, Dad? Dude. Which frog is the most poisonous frog, Dad? Jeez. How long does it really take to get to the moon? I'm serious. He asks all these, you know, and then my daughter, I mean, of course, she's, you know, My Little Pony, all these other kind of girly stuff. And, you know, little girls want to just hang out with their daddy and just talk forever. right? They don't ever want to stop. So you just like, listen, love on them. You know, Maggie likes me to sit with her and like listen to tapes and stuff, you know? All right. You know, I don't care. I don't care what we're doing together. Honestly, when my kids come up to me, they're like, Daddy, Daddy, I don't care what they want to do with me. Judah wants to wrestle. Dad, get in the slow motion room. I'm going to be in the fast motion room. Let's wrestle. And then, you know, I have to move all slow. And he's like, bam, he's all rocking me. And that's Judah, you know. I don't care what it is. My kid wants to spend time with me. I'm like, anything you want to do, let's do it. But see, the thing is when my kids want to spend time with me, every single one of them gets the same love. They each crawl up in my lap. They all get kisses. They all get hugs. They all get praises. Unique to who they are, but they all get them, right? They all get tickles. The tickle, wickle, pickle. Yeah, I have a song too, but I won't sing it for you. If you were my child, I would sing it for you and torture you with it. But you know, even though my love for them is all the same, there's a reality that they're all different and they all have different roles and responsibilities, and there's no way you can expect the same thing out of their production. I don't expect Titus, my 9-month or 8-month year old, to do as much as my 11 year old. He has a lot more responsibility and I hold him accountable to much more, right? I give him more responsibility in our family and I expect more from him. Right? And I interact with him differently. So the reality is that we all are in different places, like in my family. Each one of us are very unique to the Lord. He fashioned us specifically. Our destinies are different. And our responsibilities and the authority that he gives us is all different. There's different measures, and that's true. But when we look back in the scripture, in Galatians 3:26, it says, you are all sons of God. Say all. All. Through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you were baptized into Christ and have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, nor slave nor free, nor male nor female. You are all one in Christ Jesus. See, when we become before our daddy, when we crawl up on his lap, we're the same. We're all one. I'm not more important than you. Someone who's been serving Jesus 50 years is not more important than you to the Lord. When you crawl up on his lap, when you give your heart to Christ, when you do it in faith, and he clothes you with his son, instant. You just crawl up right in his lap. And you experience the same love that everyone else does. See, there's one thing that my whole family has in common. You know what that is? All my children, they've got one thing that binds them together, that bonds them all. No matter how different they ever become, they can all have different careers, go into totally different ministry fields, but they're all bound together with one thing. You know what that is? They're mine. They all belong to me. They all belong to Joni, but they all belong to me. For me personally, I take personal responsibility for every single one. There's a piece of me, there's a part of me inside of all of them. You look at all of them and you'll see specific things that look like me, that have genetics like mine. The most powerful genetic that I have is my giant bulbous Tanner toe. Every single one of my children have it. Poor kids, even my daughter. It's huge. I contain it in my shoe, but I'm only 6 foot and I wear a size 14, extra wide. That's a big foot. And all my children are blessed. They're a piece of mine. They got a firm foundation. Their feet are shod with the gospel of peace. Lots of it. Now look, there's a piece of me in all of them. They're all mine. They belong to me. You are all sons through faith. See, accepting faith, accepting Christ in faith, makes you a son or a daughter or a child of God. It brings you in the family. And you know, the awesome thing about when you're baptized into Christ is that it says here that you're now clothed with Him. You put Him on. That's sweet. That is so sweet. You know, when you put on Jesus, the Father begins to see His Son. Now think about this. You put on, you clothe yourself with the actual Lord Jesus. And who is the Lord Jesus? He is the Father's Son. So when He sees you, He sees His Son. He sees His child. And you know what? My kids have a specific privilege. With me specifically, they are the ones that get to come up on my lap. They are the ones that get all the kisses and the hugs. And they get all of the personal attention from me because they're mine. Look, when you clothe yourself with Jesus, with your faith, you would take Him. You are adopted into the kingdom. All of a sudden, you get to put on the Lord Jesus. You are His child. And you have all the privileges that Jesus has with the Father. They're now yours. That's awesome. This is such an amazing piece of your Christianity. It's such an amazing part of who we are. We are one. See, this makes us one in the Spirit. We're all His children. When we step in faith and we clothe ourselves, we have the same access to the Father as the Lord Jesus does, as His Son does. We can come right up to the Father and we can ask Him for anything. Jesus said, anything you ask in my name, in my clothes, right? Anything you ask in my clothes, in my nature, my Father will do for you. When my kids ask me for something, guess what? If it's in their best interest and it's good for them, if it's really loving them and it's going to help them grow and it's going to help them, they get it. They get it from me every time. Daddy, I need a hug. Oh, no, I'm too busy. No, not this dad. I hope you never be that way. Don't miss your opportunity with the people you love. Especially your children. I know none of you have any yet, for the most part. Some of you might. But listen, most all of you will. And when you have children, you have got to take the time, like the Father is with you, that you never miss that opportunity. My kids will not miss that opportunity with me. There was a season in my life when I was gone, and I was just working too much, and I wasn't even around for them to say, Dad, I really want to get up on your lap. And man, I tell you what, there's no greater season that I regret in my life. It will not happen in my life. I will not be gone. I will be present. See, every time you want to sit at your Father's feet and you want to get up on His lap, guess what? He's not like your earthly father. He's not like me when I'm going to fail. My goal is not to fail, but at some point I'm not going to be there for my kids. I'll do everything I can do to keep it. But guess what? Keep from that from happening. But guess what? Your Heavenly Father, His love endures forever. His faithfulness is forever. He is ever present, waiting for you to have that garden experience. So Mariah taught last week that He's just waiting for you to have that garden experience. What is that garden experience? See, He created man to walk in the cool of the day with Him and just to fellowship. And just to ask Him all the questions they had. And just to love on Him and Him to love on them. And to walk with one another. To sit up on His lap. See, that's what your relationship is made for. He never, never moves. He never shifts. He never changes. All the time. He is ever present. Waiting for you. The second you engage in that garden experience with the Lord, you go into His throne room, you go into His presence, He's just there waiting to speak with you, waiting to love on you. Because you're clothed. You got on Jesus' threads, man. I mean, it's a Jesus suit. And you know what's awesome about this Jesus suit? Just check this out. You clothe yourself with Jesus. You put Him on. I put Him on. You put Him on. Jesus has a specific nature. You know, and it looks a certain way. We should be walking down the street and look at you, dude, sweet suit. That Jesus suit. Yeah. That's pretty nice, isn't it? See, my Jesus suit nature should be talking with your Jesus suit nature, right? We should, when we go down the street, we should be looking, man, you look good. You look just like me. That's a nice suit. Looks just like mine. Right? The thing is we sometimes take that Jesus suit nature off and we let our own nature hang out. Like, you shouldn't show that. I mean, really, nightmares. Now we want to keep that whole nature of Christ on us, fully clothed with the nature of Jesus, right? See, that's a lot of work. Not before the Father, it happens instantly, but in our nature, one to another, what we actually see with one another, we're talking about a long process of life transformation, right? How do we do this? Listen, one in the Spirit. There's a lot of things that bring people together. There's a lot of things that unite us as people. Coffee. It's a serious catalyst for community, they say. I see everybody. I mean, I see tons of people I know at the coffee shop. Hey, what's up, Chuck? Sorry. And you know, there are addictions that knit people's hearts together. Like drugs, like alcohol, cigarettes. You know, more people get addicted to cigarettes because their buddies are just outside talking. They're like all smoking. So you feel left out and you want to be a part of their community and be accepted. And the reality is you don't have anything in common. And you don't like anything about these people, really, except the fact that there's someone to talk to and make you feel accepted, make you feel connected, bound together with something. So you bind together with something natural and toxic for your body. It's nasty, but God bless you. You might not go to hell for it, but you'll smell like you are. Right? It's good. I mean, no, it's bad. It's not a sin to smoke, really. But addictions, relationships, jobs, careers, all the doctors go hang out together, right? All the people at Home Depot go hang out together, right? You start to hang out with people that mow lawns. You're a lawnmower. And you just go to the lawnmower society because you're lonely. Right? Your support group. Okay, your lawn mowing support group. But look, the thing that we want, the thing that unites us, listen, if you're confused about your identity, you're confused about whose you are, listen, you need to know that the thing that will unite you, that will make you one in the Spirit, the thing that will make you one with other people and give you the fulfillment of this kind of knitting, this kind of bonding together that you know you're made for, is this passionate desire to be in His presence. See, when we get in His presence, we'll talk about this a little more. It begins to unite us with one another. Getting in the Father's presence is what makes us one in the Spirit. See, your jobs, your titles, your success, your degrees, any achievements, who your parents are, where you came from. I come from the upper hillside. I mean, I got a Hummer. My parents bought me a Hummer for my 16th birthday. I mean, it's awesome. I'm the Hummer child. Right? That's who I am. And all the other kids that got Hummers, we're friends. No, look, that stuff, your social status, these things are not the things that are going to make you one, that are going to make you knit, that are going to fulfill your spirit. They're going to bring you together in a way that you are going to accomplish what God has destined you for. These things are distractions. Not evil, they're just distractions. They are false unity, false bonding. It's not real. The second the Hummer blows up and your parents don't have any money, you got no more friends. It's not real. It's fake. The second you can't mow lawns anymore and you can't meet at the lawn mowing club, nobody else gets together anymore. The day you can't buy coffee, they outlaw coffee. It's illegal. Oh, no more legal addictive stimulants. Praise God. You don't have any more friends because you don't have a coffee shop. And look, that was the only thing hauling you two together. It's not real. But you know what is real? You know what's really real? It's when we're one in the Spirit. See, when the clothing, the nature of Jesus Christ is the thing that is uniting us, when it's that, persecution can come. This whole church can blow up without us in it, okay? It could blow up without us in it, and we could still be one. Actually, if it blew up with us in it, we would be one with Jesus. To die is to gain, right? Get your heart right with Jesus right now, because it might blow up. Oh, sweet Jesus, save me. We are one. Say, we are one. In His Spirit. See, here's the thing that marks you. This is it. You know, the thing that bonds and my family together is that they're mine. The thing that binds us together is that we are His. Listen, you are His. You are His. You are His child. And when you spend time with Him, you become, and 1 Corinthians says this. 1 Corinthians 6, 17 says, He who unites himself with the Lord is one with Him in spirit. That's sick. That is so awesome. If you unite yourself with the Lord, you are one with Him in spirit. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. Life, death, no evil, nothing can separate you. You are one. And you are His. When you are His, check this out. Go with me to Ephesians 4. When you are His, watch this. Say, this is sick. Is fat. Ephesians 4, verse 3. See, ready? Say, I'm ready.
I'm not ready.
Make every effort in unity, or every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit. Through the bond of peace, there is one body and one Spirit. Just as you were called to one hope when you were called to the Lord. Called one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. Who is over all, through all, and in all. I want you to underline these things. Father of all, over all, through all, and in all. He is the Father of all. Everyone. You don't have a daddy. Your daddy was dumb. Sorry. He didn't love you because he was dumb. Sorry. That's not good. That's a bummer. I'm sorry. But guess what? You do have a father. You have a father in heaven. Your daddy neglected you. He disappeared. Whatever. You know what? He missed out. Big time. He seriously missed out on you. Because guess what? God is the Father of all. And He doesn't make junk. He doesn't make trash. He doesn't make mistakes. We make mistakes. Our parents make mistakes, right? But God doesn't make mistakes. God is good all the time, period. That's it. Bad things happen to you? Wasn't God's fault. Doesn't mean God wasn't there. He was there. But listen, there are bad people that make bad choices. And some of them were your parents. Some of them were your daddies. But here's the awesome thing. You're His. Because He is the Father of all. That means you. And I know you've got to break some paradigms in your mind. You've got to break some understanding of what a real father is supposed to be if your father was not a good father or he was absent. A real father is not absent. A real father is ever present. A real father is always open. A real father is always willing, is always loving, is never, never fading or shifting or changing. He's one guy one day and he's another guy the next day because he drinks all the time. Your heavenly Father? No, He is the Father of all. And He never shifts and changes. And He's always been there for you. And He never will shift. He'll always be there. He's still there for you now. You need to learn to get up on your daddy's lap. You need to learn to know Him. You don't know Him? You need to get the message from last week. And you need to listen to that thing. And just keep listening to it over and over and over. One of the best messages I've heard about knowing the Father. About knowing God. I'm not joking. So good. You got to get in it. You got to get up in God's lap because He is the Father of all. So when we know God, you, any of us, we begin to clothe ourselves with Jesus and we begin to know Him. Guess what? He knows everyone. So I go to Jesus. I get before the Father, and let's just pretend He's up in the sky, and He's got a string attached to every single one of us. Every single one of us got a string just running up to God. Okay? Umbilical cord. Yeah. Just the life. Flowing from Jesus into us. Okay, don't get grossed out. Stay with me. Stay with me. So we got this a connection, right? We have one thing in common because He's all of our daddies. So I get to know the Father. You get to know the Father. We're one. Because we're all His children. We're all connected. But if you don't connect, you cut your little cord off. It's nasty. You cut your little cord off. Guess what? It's hard for me to know you anymore because you don't know my daddy. You're not clothed with Christ. You don't have that same nature anymore. You sever yourself from the oneness in the Spirit. You really want community? You want genuine community? You got to know the Father. You got to make Him your Father. You've got to be one in the Spirit. So check this out. The verse goes on to say this. It says, there's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, right? Who is over all. He's over all. That means he has full jurisdiction over everything. There is nothing that is out of his reach, that is too far for him to grasp, that is outside of his influence. Everything is under him. That's all circumstances. He is working through all. Look, the next one says, through all. So he is the Father of all. That's everybody who chooses him. He is over everything, everything created. He works through all, through every circumstance, through all culture, throughout all time. There's nothing he cannot work through that he is not working through. And then he's what? In. Say in. He's in all. You know, the Bible says that even the rocks will cry out and praise him if we do not. You know why? Because when I partnered in creating my children, they are like me. There's a piece of me in them. My DNA is in them. My structure is in them. Guess what? When God created the universe and he created everything, it's a piece of his nature. And if we don't praise him, guess what? You just look at the mountains, you look at everything, and it just says there is a God. It's by amazing, intricate, ordained design. It says there's a creator. Just cries out to him because it's part of his nature. It's part of who he is. It's beautiful. It's creative. It's order. There's power. It's all a part of him. He's in everything. And he's in you. You choose him. Guess what? He is working in the hearts of all men. All peoples. Now, he dwells in some of us. But he is constant working in and through and over all. And he is the Father of all. Say power. Come on, say power. Say one. In the Spirit. You connect with the Lord. You get to know him. This is what you have access to. See, this is huge. I'm telling you, you become one with the Lord because you give your heart to him. Your spirit becomes one with his. Check it out. All of a sudden, you are connected with God, who is the Father of all, who works in all, who works through all, who is over all. He is in all things. You wonder why some people can come over and go, man, you know, the Lord is just telling me, you might just be struggling with this. That's not a big surprise to me. Because they're one in the Spirit. Look, we're one in the Spirit. If you and I begin to become one in the Father, we become one in the Spirit with one another. You want genuine connection and community? You've been missing out. You feel lonely. You're like, why doesn't anybody like me? I don't fit in anywhere when I come to GM. Nobody looks like me. They don't gotta look like you. Every single one of us could be from another country. We just stand around speaking tongues to each other and probably God would make us understand one another. We would even, look, we just start worshiping together. And we would feel oneness in the Spirit. Even if we didn't know the same language, because we know our Father. We know our Father's language. The language of love. I don't have to speak to you to know you need help. You know what I'm saying? I just look around. I can tell in the Spirit, because my Father's Spirit is connected with your Spirit. And I can tell you need help. No, I can tell. Look, you need love. You need encouragement. You need motivation. Whatever it is. You need prayer. Look, we're one in the Spirit. But the only way we can have access, the only way we can truly move together as a community, we want to see God move in power in our lives, it's only going to happen if we become one in the Spirit. If we seriously press into this. We just turn our hearts over to this. We just allow the intimacy with the Father to unite our hearts together, to transform our nature to be like His nature, the nature of His Son. We stop being scared. We stop being wimpy. We stop making excuses for why we don't come, why we don't do whatever. Right? And we just become one with Him. We just become one with Him. And we commit that, see, look, the deepest, intimate place that you can go with another person is not physically. It's not sexually. It's not relationally and emotionally. It's not. Those things are part of our relationships and important elements in our relationships. And our relationships wouldn't be tangible without them. But the most foundational, the bedrock, the most essential part of the intimacy in our relationships is the bonding of the Spirit, is the oneness in the Spirit with the Lord. See, look, we become one in the Spirit when we pray. We become one in the Spirit when we worship our Father together. See, look, this is one of the important things about coming together as a church. We don't just come together to get fed and be like, I feel good. I'm feeling strong for Jesus. I can go out and go to school and be a light. That's good. Praise God. That's a benefit to being a part of this community. But listen, we come here so we can become one. We come to church together so that when we worship our Father together, when we pray to Him together, we become one. Great things only are accomplished in the power of oneness, in the team unity, in the Spirit. We want to see 1,000 come to Jesus. We want to make an impact that will last for eternity. You want to see a movement, a revival in the kingdom and the hearts of in the kingdom of God and the hearts of the lives of the broken in this city. If you have any kind of partnership with our vision, listen, we have to come together. We cannot forsake coming together to become one. You can't just go in your room and just go be one with Jesus and then have this intimate connection with us, with a community, just if that's all you do. You've got to get together with your families. You don't have like bloodline families. You need to create a family. You don't have to be like them. You take Joey Titi. Let's go pray, Joey. Come on. We're going to go pray. Let's go worship. Let's go be one in the Spirit. Let's be Mishpoka. Raya. Let's be a family. Right? Come on, you grab your brothers, you grab your sisters, and you go be intimate in the Spirit together. Now that's family. When you become a mother or a father of your children, don't forsake worshiping with your children. It's the most powerful thing that you can do is become one in the Spirit with them. You want to lead them? You need to lead them in the Spirit. You need to take and worship with them and pray with them and sit down with them and don't just pray over them and pray over your meals. But you need to sit on your knees with them and say, let's ask Jesus for something. Come on, let's get to know Him together in the Spirit to train up a child in the way he will go and he will not depart from it. That doesn't mean just bringing your kids to church and spanking them. Right? That's not real training. You want to be a generation that makes a mark? You be a generation that parents your children. Come on. You be a generation that leaves a mark in your children's lives. You become one in the Spirit with them. You teach them how to pray. You encounter God's presence together. You worship with them. You know what? You don't have kids right now. You're in training for your children. It's one of your greatest marks you'll ever make is in your families. Now listen, you need to learn to seek the Lord. You need to learn to get in the river. You need to learn to get in God's presence and become one with other believers. You're down, you're feeling down. You need other believers that you're one with. One in the Spirit. one in the Spirit. When you come here, you come to any church, you come to any place where there's other believers, you don't have to be a member on their roster. You don't have to give tithes and offerings to that church. You're desperate. You want community. You need to become one. And I'm not saying don't give your tithes and offerings. Because that makes us one in the Spirit too. If this is your family, families give together. We live together. We love together. We feed together. We die together. What we do together. What we do together because we're one. Say one. But we have to learn to really be one. Not fake be one. Church is annoying to me. It drives me insane. Because we fake being one all the time. Well, God bless you, brother. So nice to see you. How are you doing? Okay, see you later. We do that. We go, how's it going? Good to see you. He's like, oh, I'm doing okay. Oh, that's oneness, man. Boy, we're real connected. I love it that we go to church together. No. That makes me want to vomit. You know who else that makes want to vomit? God. That's called lukewarm Christianity. That's called weak sauce for Jesus. Right? Oh, yeah, we're going to be the weak sauce generation for Jesus. That's us. We are two in the Spirit. We are three. I'm alone in God's Spirit. I'm alone. That's weak sauce. Not only weak sauce singing, that's weak sauce. That's weak sauce Christianity. Christianity 101. Jesus 101. Clothe yourself with the nature of God. Stand in faith. Make Jesus your Savior. Come on. Submit your heart to Him. Right? Come on, become one with the Father and then get together with other people and get to know Him together. Serve together. Let the fruit of the Spirit come out of your heart with another person. Let's go over. Let's go serve this person. Let's take this old lady. Let's build her something. She can't even get her groceries in her house. Let's go be one in the Spirit, bro. And let's go help this lady. Let's go help her move. Come on, we got single moms in this church. They need babysitters, ladies. Hey, let's go be one in the Spirit. We're going to go serve this lady. We're going to go to their house. We're going to love on their kids. We're going to pray over the house. We're going to clean their house. We're going to love on them. We're going to leave, and we're not even going to charge them. We're going to bless them. Because they need to be one in the Spirit. And you take somebody with you and go do that. And you guys go pray. Go see God's face. Go pray over those kids. Go pray with those kids. Go be one in the Spirit. Go find some old person who's lonely and their parents and all of their children have forgotten about them. Our community has forgotten about them. They're not honored. You know, when Moses spoke to the children of Israel, he said, he was talking about doing all these different commandments, and he said, honor your father and your mother. He's not just talking to kids. He's talking to a nation. Honor, oneness in the Spirit. These are the things that bring us together, that make us one. See, we're loving and we're being the Father, and we're one with the Father and His nature, and we're clothed with His nature, wearing our Jesus suits, and doing it together makes us one in the Spirit. Let's worship. I want the worship team to come. And I want to do this. And every time we gather together, every time we move together, we need to learn to become one in the Spirit. So will you stand with me? I'm going to read a couple scriptures to you as we kind of just get our hearts ready to receive from the Lord tonight, to just yield our hearts to Him. Ezekiel 11:19, I will give them an undivided heart. Say undivided. Undivided. And put a new spirit. Say new spirit. New spirit. In them. I will remove from them their hearts of stone and give them a heart of flesh. Got a heart of stone tonight? Got a heart that hasn't been receptive to the Lord? hasn't been soft and tender and wanting that oneness in the Spirit with God, come on. Tonight, God will give you a new heart. He will give you a new spirit. He will make you one in the Spirit with other believers tonight. He will give you a heart that is beating in this flesh. I'll give them, Jeremiah 32 and 39, I will give them singleness of heart and action so that they will always fear me for their own good and the good of their children after them. Hey, that's an inheritance. You really want to make a difference, you leave an inheritance for the Lord. You leave an inheritance for your children, one in the Spirit. Romans 15:5. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus, so that with one heart and mouth you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Come on, when we worship together, we glorify God with our mouth, with our spirit we sing to Him. Together we glorify Him. Next week we're going to talk about the power of oneness. Okay? Don't miss it. It's going to be good. But listen, when we come together, we become one in the Spirit. When we all sing praises to the Lord with our spirit, we worship Him in spirit and in truth. From our heart we begin to worship Him. We become one with the Father. We become one with one another. It's the deepest kind of intimacy you can find. It's awesome. Philemon 1:20, I do wish, brother, that I may have some benefit from you in the Lord to refresh my heart in Christ. See, it's this oneness together, refreshing one another's hearts in Christ. Not just in you and me, but oneness. Come on. There's a refreshing that comes when we come together and we're one in the Spirit. When you go to camp, everybody becomes one. You build these relationships, right? Days, and we got hours and hours. We got like 2 days solid of worshiping Jesus, right? It's like 20 hours of worship at camp. 20 hours of being one in the Spirit. It knits hearts. It's refreshing. John, 1 John 1:3, we proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. Real fellowship, real friendship. One in the Spirit. One. And I just want to ask you tonight. You want a new heart? You want to be one in the Spirit? Come on, tonight, let's do this. Let's surrender our lives to Him. Forget that anybody's here. Forget about the time clock. Forget about what's going on. One in the Spirit. With one voice. With one heart. One anointing. One mantle. One presence. It's His. You are His. He is your Father. He will work over you. He will work in you. He'll work through you. Come on, you got to surrender it to Him tonight. So here's the thing. All of us are guilty of denying being one in the Spirit with the Lord. So we do an altar call. Yeah, we all come down. And those of you who don't, feel guilty for not coming. So here's what we're going to do. We're just going to repent together. How's that? Let's make it right together. Let's repent to the Lord for denying Him. When He wanted us to come up on His lap, we didn't do it. When He wanted us to be one in the Spirit and serve together or worship together or glorify His name together, we denied Him. I'm guilty. If you're guilty in the house, let's pray. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, forgive me for denying You access to my heart. Forgive me for forsaking fellowship with other believers. Forgive me for not having the courage to enter into Your presence. Lord Jesus, come on, pray. Lord Jesus, cancel all of the enemy's power over me. Strike the enemy on the jaw. and come and heal my heart. Make me one with you. Make me one with other believers. Give me courage. Give me faith. Fill me, Lord, with your Spirit. Fill me with your gifts. Speak to me tonight, God. Speak to me as I worship you tonight. I just want to invite you, if you want to come and just worship at the altar, let's come and worship. Let's just get in his presence tonight. Let's get in the river. Don't hold anything back. If you have been used to holding things back, you've been used to not giving in your all, you got to take it one step further. The one step challenge. Come on, one step. You don't raise your hands, lift them for Jesus. One in the Spirit. You don't dance, dance for Jesus. Come on. Surrender your heart to him. Just give him one more piece. A little bit more oneness. A little bit more of your Spirit to his. Heavenly Father, I just pray a blessing over your people, God. We just lift our hearts to you. God, I exalt your name. You are worthy in this place. God, I ask for a powerful move in your Spirit. God, make us one in your Spirit. God, make us one in the Lord. Like, make us one in your presence, Lord Jesus. We invite the power of your Spirit to come. However you see fit, God, minister to us. Minister to our hearts. God, we're asking you for 1,000 souls. We're asking you for salvations in this city, God. Use us, God, but we want to be one for you. We want to be one in the Spirit. Heal our broken hearts, God. Reveal to us our sin. Renew our minds in your word. Give us hearts that are full of humility and service and courage and boldness and faith in Jesus' name. Come on, if you're ready to worship him, let's do it. Let's give it to him. Everything you've got, let's give it to him now.